And now, the UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington, grand reopening sale. On now. Online and in store at 57 Anzac Parade, Kensington. Open 7 days.
5 minutes away from news time. Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Chris.
Tony Blair. There's a name and a blast from the past. Tony Blair rates a mention in this new book about Donald Trump.
He does, yeah, the Fire and Fury book, in which we learn all this stuff, don't we? And some of it feels quite true, like, you know, the Trump team were genuinely shocked and horrified that he won the election and that his daughter takes the mickey out of her dad's hairstyle. I mean, what daughter doesn't, frankly?
Yes.
There's stuff like that in there. But from a UK perspective, yeah, this Tony Blair line is that he is alleged to have shared a, quote, juicy rumour that British intelligence had spied on Donald Trump's team, possibly including Donald Trump himself, during the presidential election campaign. Tony Blair is said to have disclosed some secret agent secrets, if you like. He was apparently trying to curry favour so he could become a White House envoy for peace in the Middle East. Mr. Blair himself, I heard him earlier, has absolutely denied it, says it's completely made up, all of it, and the spy listening centre, GCHQ, has also labelled the story utterly ridiculous. But you know what? If you're from the no smoke without fire camp, then
yes.
This book is for you.
Instant bestseller, mate, no matter which way it goes. There are concerned school children cannot cope with social media.
Yeah, maybe it's sort of stating the obvious, but very interesting this from England's so-called Children's Commissioner, Anne Longfield, who said that kids face an avalanche of pressure, as she put it, from the likes of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and other things when they move to secondary school. That children as young as 10 feel dependent on social media for a sense of self-worth and the way it follows you home. There's no escape, of course.
No.
So this report is underlining that in junior school, so pre-11, technology is largely about playing and learning, having fun. But at secondary school, after 11, it becomes about body image, lifestyle, self-esteem, fitting in, and children and parents are just not prepared. How you prepare them is the tricky bit.
Oh, yeah. They become addicted. They don't want to become addicted, but they can't move
there,
away from it.
Not, and all your mates are, et cetera.
Yes. Now, police are clearing the streets ahead of the royal wedding.
That's the suggestion, anyway, by the head of the local council in Windsor. I have to say, this does not feel very comfortable to a lot of people, but apparently the man in question, Simon Dudley, the local council chief in Windsor, has written to senior police asking them to address an epidemic of vagrancy, as he put it. He says that some have made homelessness a life choice. You can imagine how homeless charities are responding to that.
Mm.
And he says that, in particular, there might be vagrants and beggars who will prey on residents and tourists around the royal wedding, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle getting married in Windsor in May. But, of course, there's one thing slightly forgotten here. I mean, the entire city of Windsor basically preys on residents and tourists when it comes to the royal family. There are pubs and hotels and businesses making a very pretty penny out of the whole thing.
Very true.
What's the difference between them and a couple of homeless people? I don't know.
Yeah, I was outside of Kate and William's wedding, and yes, there were a few homeless people, but there are all sorts of people from right around the world. Let them be. They'll mix in. Everything will be
cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you, Adam.